This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock, halfway through this four-hour show. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby. Chris versus the Fan, on deck, 833-288-0973. Have a chance to take out Mr. Ello. Would give you the prize, but it sounds like there's some discrepancy on what the prize may be. So
yes,
I'm going to let Scraby give it to you when we get there. Want to go back to Game 7.
Of
the World Series. We talked a little bit about the IKF play, in part because he was getting death threats, and we all thought that that was a bit ridiculous and stupid. Yeah. But on the baseball side of things, because there are so many new third base coaches out there that have weighed in on this, and there was just a terrific breakdown.
We're talking about when Kiner Falefa got thrown out in the bottom of the ninth on the force play at home.
Yes.
And the people criticized him because he didn't have a big enough lead, and if he had, he might have beaten the throw. So people in Toronto are threatening to basically take him and his family out, which is just, you know,
awful.
Asinine.
Yeah. Great breakdown from MLB Network on the play. They broke down, ironically, a May 22nd play against the Padres. They broke down some Dodger plays with the infield in throughout the early part or throughout the season, and then they went to that play.
They also, real quick, Tony, they also showed Will Smith picking a guy off third earlier in the season who had too big of a lead.
That was the play on the exact infield in setup they had. And so this is the part that I think gets away from people is that all that information is things that they're looking at and lead into why they are doing the things they do. The play they showed against the Padres on May 22nd, infield's in, ends up being a sac fly. But the point they were showing is that they had the same short kind of safe lead that
they
had.
So this is what Toronto obviously was teaching and wanted from its players. So Kiner Falefa was following what he was told to do is what we're...
What they had been working on all season long,
apparently,
right?
Yeah.
And so the other part, Chris kind of alluded to it, they showed a play against the Mets. Dodgers, Mets have a runner on third, infield's in, and he takes the kind of lead that I believe everybody thinks Kiner Falefa should have taken. And they promptly show my man getting picked. As a matter of fact, it was Sterling Marte getting picked off of third, taking that kind of aggressive step towards the box as the ball is going through the zone. Will Smith on basically the break of the third baseman comes up and picks it off.
Yeah.
I say all that to say that also was something that they probably watched and were completely aware of as that moment was kind of playing out. Now, Could Connor Falefa have taken maybe a step and a half more? Yes, and that might have been the difference of him being safer out. However, that isn't something that have been worked on throughout the season. It's just not sensical for him to all of a sudden do something that he hasn't done at that position all year long.
Couple of things.
It does end up causing him a run. But that
did he start the season there or in Pittsburgh? I think
Pittsburgh.
He started in Pittsburgh, so that's part of it.
But remember, he was on that team all last year. They let him go because they couldn't afford him at the time, but then they brought him back at the deadline. They liked him that much.
Okay. Because there's been so much said about this one play, probably way too much.
Absolutely.
But there was a good point made also that I saw on Instagram that you pointed out to us, Tony, by a former catcher, Eric Kratz, and they broke this all down again. And everything you've said is accurate. I think Connor Falefa did as he's told. I think the mistake, if there was one, is just made by the Blue Jays in general. And the reason I say that is because of what Eric Kratz said. By taking a short lead, you were protecting against something that had very little chance of happening. The point being, would Will Smith try a pickoff there in the bottom of the ninth of the World Series?
Maybe not.
Probably not. Is the chance of the hitter hitting a line drive and getting doubled off? Yes, but not as much as the hitter hitting a ground ball. So what Eric Kratz's final point maybe on this whole thing was, the Toronto thinking was faulty here.
They overthought it.
Right. Connor Falefa did what he was supposed to do, so don't shoot the messenger. But Toronto was protecting against something that had very little likelihood of occurring.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I guess the Blue Jay fans, I guess, are going to think about this forever.
They are. They indeed are.
You know, that's unfortunate because it was a hell of a World Series to come down to that kind of thinking.
They've literally had, like, the best possible scenario happen to them in a World Series and maybe the worst possible scenario happen to them in a World Series. So
hang with them.
Hang with them.
As I like to say and you like to say.
Let's get to some Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the prize, the new prize for the month. You will be qualified if you win for a chance to win the grand prize, a trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the March 20th show, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen years, Sammy solo hits, and more only in Las Vegas this March 11th through 21st and September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
So he's playing Van Halen songs.
I guess that's what it says.
Because when he was the lead singer, it was actually Van Hagar, they called it.
Really?
Not officially, but that's what fans called it.
Interesting.
Because he was a Hagar, not a Halen.
Wait, so he was what, an original?
He took over for David.
Member?
David Lee Roth was the lead singer of Van Halen. Sammy Hagar took over for him.
Ah.
So people referred to the band at that point as Van Hagar.
Oh, they should
even
have.
Though
they should have.
They went by Van Halen.
I get it. I get
all
what
right.
you're saying.
Get
so,
me now.
Let me get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Hagar years.
There you go.
All right. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get into it, and you will get that question for free today.
Scraby, who's our first contestant?
Let's go to Ari.
Ari, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
First time.
How are you guys?
We are well.
Sound great.
All right, here we go. First question.
I was waiting.
Oh, wait. Sorry. Okay. Can you repeat it?
I haven't asked it yet. You're all right. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
You're good. Oh, man. These are tough first ones. Here we go. Who won the 2025 NBA Finals? Defeating the Indiana Pacers in seven games to win the...
I know this.
Go ahead.
The Oklahoma City Thunder.
A little extra answer there too. Perfect.
Do you have the final score of the last game? Very good. Very good.
Here we go. Question number two. Which Jaguars head coach coached the most games in franchise history?
Okay, well, it's definitely not Urban Meyer.
No, it's not good, Urban. Though. She's good. I like it.
I don't know. I don't know.
You can pass. You can pass and put the pressure on Chris. Okay. She's going to pass.
All right. By the way, people said the pass would change their game.
It has changed the game a little bit.
Because once you give Chris an idea, it might zero him in.
That's exactly. They figured it out.
All right, so I'm looking for who? The most games coached in Jaguars history?
Yeah.
It's pretty tough. I mean, Tom Coughlin would be in the running. He was the first. I don't think he was the longest. There was the guy who won the Super Bowl, Doug Peterson. I'll go with him.
I forgot about him.
He's going with Dougie P.
Dougie P.
Oh, that is incorrect.
Is it not Coughlin?
It's not Coughlin. Oh, it is someone else. Jack Del Rio.
Really?
Yeah.
I completely forgot that he was a longtime coach.
Ah, good for you, Ari.
You are into round number three.
She's fired up.
Question number three. What was the last team Hall of Famer Dwight Freeney played for?
Who? Yeah, I remember him, but wow, that's a tough
one. Oh, goodness.
I think you're in good shape here, Ari.
I don't even know which Hall of Fame we're talking about.
NFL.
NFL.
Okay, so, one of 32 chances to be correct here.
You can also pass.
Yeah.
Oh, I could pass. You're right.
If you pass.
I want to guess.
Okay.
She wants to guess.
That's no fun.
She wants to guess. I like it.
Green Bay Packers.
The Pack.
Green Bay Pack.
It would be awesome if it was right.
Stay there, though. Chris also has a 1-for-31 chance.
I have a 1-for-30. Well, 1-for-30, because unless he played his whole career with the Colts.
That's true.
But I'm assuming he did not finish with the Colts, because that's the team he was famous for being with. I don't know. I think he played with the Chargers for like a cup of coffee. And I think that may be why you asked this. Chargers is my answer.
Going with the Chargers.
I am.
Oh, we got ourselves a winner.
Stay there, Ari. I'm gonna get your information in the break, but you are qualified for this grand prize in Las Vegas.
The answer? The Detroit Lions.
Get out of here. How many games did he play, like for a quarter?
It wasn't long, because I don't remember him in the Lions.
When I wrote this question.
That's a ridiculous question.
When I wrote this question, I was being diabolical.
Yeah, clearly.
He played his final year, he played for the Seahawks and the Lions, but he played 5 games for the Lions last.
He played with 2 teams that nobody's ever remembered.
Yeah. But he did play with the Chargers for 2 seasons.
Oh, he did?
Yep.
All right.
Congratulations,
so I was
Ari.
Something.
Hang on the line.
Good
Scraby.
For you, Ari. Congrats.
Scraby will get to you here in a sec. Nice to have a new contestant come on and get a win.
Yeah, I'm pleased.
Doesn't happen very often.
I'm pleased. But, you know, when you someone told me recently, they played for the first time, but they forgot. I'm telling you, don't forget to tell us you're a first-time player, because that one question skip is huge.
Huge.
Can be.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, a little traffic.
More we got a little Chris. Traffic. I don't know. I might broach a subject with you guys.
Oh, okay.
Broach.
More Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's game week, by the way, as we welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Gwen and Chris facing off this week in fantasy football. You picked good timing to face me, Tony.
You picked a great time to face me.
Okay. Well,
I think you picked a better time to face Chris, because Chris had a tough week.
I lost my quarterback and
tight end. Oh, that's right. Well, yeah.
Both for the season.
I need to face you then. And you know what? Let me stop.
I told you yesterday I may, knock on wood, I may pick up Aaron Rodgers, which is scaring me personally.
You're going to pick him up and you're going to have the best week of the year against me. That's how it works.
We'll see who I pick up. But anyway, we'll keep you up to date. I think Scraby's got the best record of the three of us at the moment.
I am first in our division, yes.
6-3, 5-4. I think you've snuck below 500
four and
now,
five,
Tony.
Yes.
4-5. Yes. But it's very hotly contested league.
As our league always is,
yeah,
I feel like.
It's good. Very, very close. Nobody's better
except
than
Thomas.
6-3.
Yeah.
Except for our guy Thomas.
Well, he won last year, and now this year he's 2-7.
I know. We keep texting on Sundays, me, Thomas, and Will, who used to work on the show as well. And Thomas is like, man, I won that championship, but I'm paying for it.
Yeah, good. Maybe if you fill your lineup out like everybody else, stop being a weirdo.
That's right, Thomas.
Wouldn't be an issue.
My wife started complaining yesterday about the fact that his lineup is not filled out because she's playing him this week.
I had to deal with it last week, and I was just praying I got a victory. And, of course, I'm one of the two wins he has.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Wow.
We got the Big Five coming up at the bottom of the hour. I got to tell you, there's a story on the Big Five that I cannot wait. If you are an animal lover, and if you have a dog, wait till you hear this story having to do with dogs and Tom Brady.
Wild.
The goat is linked to a dog. And we're going to tell you about that in the Big Five.
Wow.
He's linked to a dog.
Yeah.
Is he marrying the dog?
Well,
you'll have to find out. You're gonna have to stay tuned.
You actually know since you're going to read the story. Well, so that's very funny.
You're going to know.
Yeah.
The chat's going to know before we get to it.
Oh, right. The chat will tell everybody before we get to it. But
And you'll be mad.
There it is.
And you'll be mad.
There it
is.
They put it up there. I love this story, though. I think it's an unbelievable story. It's crazy. But maybe not as crazy as the one you're about to tell, Scraby.
Well, I don't know that it's that crazy, but there was a... You know, I'm in a new relationship, as everybody knows. And there was some high treason that occurred over the weekend.
High treason, he says.
Treason being that one of you did something anti-relationship?
Yeah.
Treason.
He said yes.
Okay, so on Saturday night, I had plans to go hang out. We were going to watch the game.
And your significant other.
Yes, okay. Yes. And so she texted me and she said, hey, do you want... any sandwiches for dinner? I'm out and about. I'll pick some up before I come home.
Don't sound anything treasonous there.
Not yet.
Well, hold up.
Not yet.
If I may chime in.
Yeah, sandwiches aren't dinner. So
I got to tell you, when he told me the story the first, and he was kind of irritated, he stopped to tell me that sandwiches are not dinner.
Oh, that was
one of the other things.
That was a snack.
he just doesn't in the same way. Remember, he had the wild take about breakfast burritos and
yes, breakfast you gotta, burritos. You can't have it. You can't eat for dinner.
It's along those lines.
Yeah,
right
no,
there.
But sandwiches to me aren't dinner. They're lunch.
Okay,
interesting.
We digress.
But okay. if you have cereal at 8 p.m.
That's dinner.
It's kind of dinner. It's not breakfast.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Thank you. Kate Law says sandwiches aren't dinner.
We've all had cereal at 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. I used to eat lots of cereal.
And that was your dinner
that
night.
Well, that's dinner then.
No, that was just on top of the dinner. That was fourth meal. That was fourth meal. All right. Anyway, so she goes, and I was like, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Yes, I'll have this sandwich. She's like, do you want any...
me asking, what'd you get?
A turcotto.
Oh, he went standard turcotto. Okay.
Yeah.
Think Go we ahead. Know it's in that.
Yeah.
You know where it's from.
Yeah. Board and Brew, baby.
Yeah. So she said.
I like Board and Brew.
Yeah.
I'm giving him a free plug, but the, I don't know what they call it, the boat of tuna. Incredible.
Yeah. Tom's Choice, also incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Board and Brew of tuna.
We digress. Go
awful.
Ahead.
Go ahead. they give you like five cans of tuna in that sandwich.
That is
but
disgusting.
It's delicious.
You don't like fish, though, so this is not you.
All right. So she says, do you want chips with your sandwich? And I said, you know what?
Of course.
Today I'm feeling...
What do you mean today?
I don't usually eat chips every
get
sandwich.
Get out of here.
Today I'm feeling
chips.
You
get chips. A sandwich and walk out without buying
chips?
The chips?
Get out of here, dude.
Yeah. I just get the sandwich.
We don't believe
I can't
it.
Believe it. Anyway.
So she said, okay, well, I'm not going to get chips. So if you want me to get chips, I'll get chips for you. And I said, yeah, please, let's get some chips.
Okay.
Or I'll get some chips. And then I started like... really enjoying
the
visions of me putting the chips into the sandwich, having a little bite.
One of the best big,
you're going to put chips in there.
One of the best big back moves you can ever have right there.
That's a good move.
Chips inside the sandwich.
I do like it, and they were going to be the jalapeno kettle cooked chips, and so I was really, really.
Those are Miss Vicky's.
It's right along with
Miss Vicky's, right?
Yeah, Miss Vicky makes a good potato chip.
Miss Vicky makes a good chip.
She does.
So I was really getting into this, and I'm like, all right, World Series about to start. I'm starving.
You're ready.
So I go meet up with her, and she gives me my sandwich, and I was like, where are the chips? And she says, oh, I ate the chips.
Oof. On the way.
I said, when did you eat said chips?
When did you eat?
And she said, well, I didn't order ahead, so I had to wait in the restaurant, and it took forever, and I was starving.
So the
and
chips had to be the...
I had only bought that one bag of chips, so I had no other choice but to eat your chips.
She ate it.
And I said, what?
But she was, wait a minute. Okay, go ahead. I want you to finish, because I may have a small criticism of her here.
I said, what?
Okay.
Just like that. You guys can imagine me.
I just want to tell everybody, when he originally told me this story... You know how when somebody's telling you a story and they're still like irritated about it?
Yeah, what that day was this?
This was Monday.
Saturday.
Yeah, so this
oh,
is,
yeah, I was
this is Monday
yesterday.
When I walked in. He's telling me about it. And there was still like
anger,
some irritation there.
And this is what angered me the most. Because she's a nice person, she felt bad, and she offered me other chips.
The Bob chips.
She offered me the least favorite of all chips, cracked pepper pop chips.
Where were those from?
Oh, man. In the pantry.
Oh, okay. She had those handy.
In the pantry. She's like, I know you really were loving the chips, and so, but I ate them, and here's some cracked pepper pop chips. And I just stood there, and I was like, this is not okay.
Can I just ask?
I had visions of eating Miss Vicky's in my... Well, that was weird. I had visions of eating chips in my sandwich.
Yeah.
And now I'm going with pop chips?
You didn't get it.
No.
Let me ask you a question. Did she finish the bag of chips in the store? Do we know?
Yeah. No, she was waiting.
Then why didn't she buy another bag?
Because I asked that. I asked her, and she said the line was too long. It was dinner time. People were all over the place. She couldn't get back in line to get chips.
That's a cold move right there.
And I said, why didn't you tell me that you ate the chips? I would have been fine with that. I would have brought some. I would have went to the gas station and bought my own chips. And she said, I didn't want to tell you.
All right. You've spoken enough.
Yeah, you two married guys.
I don't want you to get in any, issue here. But I'm going to say this. My wife, when I get dinner, leans over and steals half my food all the time. And I don't like it. I don't, because I have a specific amount of food I want to eat. And she cuts into that by having a couple of tastes. I get it on your point. But I also can't tell her that she did anything really terrible here. You get you almost have to be forgiven, man. She's flying and buying. I say she kind of had the right if she was waiting too long to eat some chips. And it's a fair excuse that the line was too long to buy more. So yeah. I get her transgression here. But I honestly will tell you, I hate it when my wife eats my food. And she'll do it again tonight. So it's not like I changed anything.
I must say.
And I really don't say anything much anymore. No. I just kind of bite my tongue.
You just kind of you literally bite your tongue.
Pretty much.
I must say that. You know, I think my wife and I argue like any other old couple does, but the one thing that both of us will fly off the handle about is our food. And and I have made the mistake of eating her food, thinking it was okay. Yeah. She has done the same thing to me earlier in our marriage and relationship. And I think we quickly learned that if there's going to be something that we step out of bounds on, it can't be food.
Leave food alone.
The food is that's a deal breaker.
I think your girlfriend in this situation should learn the lesson. No matter how much of a hankering you had while waiting there,
go ahead and get
Don't do this to Scravy again.
Go ahead and get the extra. It's well worth it.
She texted me and she doesn't have any issues with the chips. She said, sandwiches are dinner.
I agree. Whatever is being bought at that time is dinner.
Now,
or made is dinner.
I'll also tell your girlfriend if she wants to, get me a sandwich from Board and Brew and bring it by, she can eat as many chips as she wants on the way.
I will also say that she did feel pretty bad about it. And so I'm not like mad at her, obviously, but this is a lesson that when you eat my chips, I tell people on the radio.
It's fun to hear Scraby talk about it as he hadn't been in a relationship in quite some time and having to kind of learn these little nuances.
Yeah,
like,
for the last how many other years he ordered a sandwich and chips, he got a sandwich and chips.
It came exactly
I
as
I didn't
he
have
asked.
To worry about someone partaking in
you also,
my chips.
You also had to go get it yourself, too, at that time.
Okay, so you guys are talking about leftovers and stuff. She's got leftover rules. We got 1 minute.
Okay.
She got leftover rules.
There's leftover rules.
If she brings something home and she puts it in the fridge, she has 24 hours to eat it. If she does not eat within 24 hours, then I may request to eat her food. But I do not want one-day-old food at that point.
Yeah, this is an interesting thing.
You guys are setting boundaries. That's
here. This is an interesting thing. You guys come from two different households, how it's run. I know in my house, in the Gwen household growing up, you put something in the refrigerator and it wasn't eaten in a, I don't even know if there was a time on it. It just felt like it was long enough.
Yeah.
free
well,
for
I lived
anybody.
In a fraternity where there were no rules. Right. If the food was in there for 3 minutes while you used the restroom, it may be gone
when you came out.
Joseph says with his, I believe, wife, we've once argued over the buttermilk ranch at Jack in the Box.
I definitely had that argument before.
We will get there one day.
Buttermilk ranch at Jack in the Box is nothing to play with.
I will protect that ranch with my life.
Yeah. Real quick, this hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on top tech and gaming gifts,
Chris.
Plus shipping supplies and services to get your packages there safely. Don't forget custom cards, invites, photo gifts, wrapping paper, and more. Staples, that was easy. Big Five is next. What in the world did Tom Brady and the dog, how did they link up? Oh, my goodness. You won't believe it.
Yes, indeed. It's 4:39. Big Five coming right up. No reads for me, at least. So, yeah, man. Nice show so far, man. We've had some fun. Scraby trying to get Chris's attention over here. There he goes. And
I didn't want people to see me there. I'm just kidding. My phone, my camera. We know
it literally
this
has a mind of its own.
I hate it more than anything.
By the way, I know
I get up and leave just like Chris does. My camera does
your
not
camera
do the same thing.
Comes back. Well, I know we have Big Five, and I can't wait to talk about the Brady story. But we didn't get time to mention this yesterday. I was in Anaheim.
Is this a good time to mention it with the time?
All right, it's not a good time to mention it.
Write it down.
Let's get to traffic.
We'll have to hold off on that story.
Don't even tease it.
No, by the way, I was going to say, if you think you know what I'm going to say, go ahead and put it in the chat.
Traffic, Big Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Chris talked about it. There is a wild Tom Brady dog story that we'll get to at the end of the Big Five. But we're going to start with this.
Number five.
And with Yu Darvish's injury today, the Padres really, not injury today, he's out for all of 2026. We'll get more into that in the 5 o'clock hour. But the Padres need pitching now. And they need pitching, starting pitching. So here are some of the unrestricted free agents. Now, Shane Bieber has a player option, which I did hear he was going to decline.
Ooh, he's going to decline it.
I don't know if that's for sure, but he has a player option for $16 million. I believe.
Ask the people in the chat. They'll tell you.
Chat, did Shane Bieber decline his option? It's almost like I'm talking to Alexa or something.
Yeah.
But here we go, Tony. Which guy, and I'm going to give you their name, and I'm going to give you their projected salary.
I only get one?
You only get one.
Ooh.
Framber Valdez, $33 million. Shota Imanaga, $30 million. Ranger Suarez, $26 million. Dylan Cease, $26 million. Shane Bieber, $24 million. Michael King, $22 million. Those numbers I'm giving are projected. So, Tony, out of all those guys, money taken into account, who would you go with?
Dylan Cease.
I kind of had a feeling you were going to say that. 26 mil.
He's the youngest of the group.
That is true.
He's the most durable of the group by far.
Yeah.
Maybe Fromber's second place in that category. I value health when it comes to pitching. And he still has elite stuff. So, yeah, that would be my choice.
Chris, out of those guys, which one would you go with?
Framber? Ranger Suarez.
Ranger Suarez for $26 million.
I like having
second youngest.
Yeah, I like having somebody on my team with the initial R Suarez. And since I've lost Robert Suarez, I don't want to have to spend any extra money in the uniform.
That would be kind of sweet if you could just get So you're gonna,
but he's a pretty good pitcher. I thought he had a really good year. And he also pitches in a really hitter-friendly ballpark.
Yeah.
I think this guy could be pretty tough in a hitter or in a pitcher-friendly ballpark.
And the cheapest of the two, at least from a year-to-year basis.
Anyway, I'll take Michael King, too, believe me.
Yeah.
I'd like to have two. I don't know that we can get two.
I would like to have two as well.
We're going to have to get one, though. It's pretty clear to me. Going to have to get one, at least.
I am going to, there's a good question on the chat that I'm going to put in that we could talk about later about qualifying offers and Cease or King, so we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Number four.
There's a big debate now, ever since Yoshinobu Yamamoto won World Series MVP. Who had a better World Series? Madison Bumgarner in 2014 or Yamamoto this year? In 2014, Madison Bumgarner in the World Series pitched 21 innings. He allowed only one earned run. He had a .43 ERA. He entered Game 7 in the fifth inning with the Giants up 3-2. He ended up winning that. And same thing as Yamamoto, got a five-inning save to deliver that. Yamamoto, in his appearance in the World Series, 1.02 ERA, 17 two-thirds innings. And obviously, he was very, very good. And he pitched on no rest in Game 7. So, Chris, you're up first. Who had the more impressive World Series, Madison Bumgarner or Yoshinobu Yamamoto?
Well, I think this is a tough one because Yamamoto is very fresh in the memory. It's hard to remember. I remember watching Madison Bumgarner and going, man, this is incredible. So I know what he did was really, really good, but I just, for whatever reason, can't recall every bit of it. He was, I'm looking at this real quick. He was fortunate in one regard. Madison Bumgarner was. Game six, he pitched a complete game. Game seven apparently was not played for 3 days. I don't recall. Was there rain or what?
I don't remember.
It must have been.
I don't know. I'm a little confused by this, but it. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Okay. He did not pitch in game six, Bumgarner.
Yeah, that's.
All right. That's what my mistake is. He pitched in game five.
Yeah.
And then came back in game seven. Yamamoto, 6-7. Randy Johnson did that in 01. I think Yamamoto, I'm going to give him the nod because of the 6-7 and both games on the road and the incredible stress that he had to deal with there. My goodness. And he also won 3 games. Bumgarner won 2 and had a save. I'm going to go Yamamoto by a slight margin. Also, Bumgarner kind of bugs me nowadays.
All right.
Enters into my thinking.
Tony, who had the most impressive performance, Madison Bumgarner? More impressive performance.
I'll go with Mad Bum.
Okay.
He annoys me too, but I do remember that series. He was dominant in game one, dominant in game five.
Yeah.
And then, yes, he came back in game seven, but, I mean, a 0.43 ERA.
He only gave up one run.
That's crazy.
He also had a complete game in that series, which is the same as Yamamoto did in this one.
Yeah, so I'm going to give it to Mad Bum.
All right.
They're two of the best of all time.
They certainly are, for sure.
I was pretty impressed when he came out. And in that 18-inning game, the day after he pitched, Yamamoto said, hey, I'm ready. Put me in there if you need me. So.
Number three.
Sources say that Adam Ottavino has spoken with Rockies owner Dick Monfort about the team's head of baseball operations opening. He is a Northeastern alum. He pitched in the majors as recently as April with the Yankees. He spent 2012 through 2018 with the Rockies. Tony,
yes.
He has no front office experience, just player experience. Does he qualify for this job?
In terms of experience, no, he doesn't qualify at all. But he did play. I guess that counts for something. I don't know if that means you can crunch numbers and do all the things that are expected as a general manager. I will say it tracks, right? Northeastern alum, you know.
Chris Young didn't have any kind of experience.
No, he
did not.
He's
been a pretty good GM, so.
He has.
What was he before he was GM?
Who?
Chris Young,
a tall guy.
He was an assistant to John Daniels.
Okay, so he did have.
Yes, he had some experience, at least in that role, prior to becoming the head honcho. This tracks, though. I mean, Dick is looking to probably be cheap on this end in terms of who he's bringing in. You could probably do that with a less qualified person in terms of experience.
That's a perfect stupid move by the Rockies. I mean, this will fit.
We already discussed earlier that there were two guys who had kind of been in the running finalists, I think it
and
was
they
written.
They both have dropped out.
And they've dropped out. Yeah. So I don't know if they dropped out because they figured Ottavino had it won, or if they dropped out because they figured, I don't know if I can work for this boss man.
I bet it's
once they did the interview, they're like, okay.
It's the first time an interview, first time in an interview that the person being interviewed got up and said, nah, I'm out of here.
Thanks for the opportunity, but I'm okay.
I mean, I don't know if Ryan Spielberg would want to do the job, but why wouldn't he? He's in your organization.
He's already there.
If this is the route you're going.
He seems a little more fun-loving personality. Adam Ottavino, to me, looks like a rockhead.
I mean,
I've seen him out on the mound. He acts like an idiot. He's the kind of guy that hits you with a fastball, then takes 3 steps toward you and challenges you. I'm just not a fan of his whole game. I didn't like the Babe Ruth comments. I thought they were, you know, just silly.
Unnecessary.
So but again, the Rockies are going to do something stupid. So this fits.
I mean, listen, he
just fits.
Fits the kind of listening to him on the network. Because he's done some.
Oh, has he done that?
He seems like the dry personality that a baseball ops guy would have.
Yeah. Okay. What is that?
I'm waving it off. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
All right. So Oh, I need to hit the next one.
Yes.
Number two.
This is not an understatement. This may be one of the biggest upsets in college basketball history. Yesterday, Division II Hawaii Pacific, get this, guys, a university that is located in a former strip mall that they've moved into and plays their home games at a former Franciscan Adult Day Center facility.
Wait, well, what?
They basically are living, or they're... They're basically playing in them. I don't even know how to explain it.
What is a
it's a it's like a it's
adult
like a,
daycare, adult day center. What is that?
I thought daycare too. I think it's like a gym.
Okay,
I don't know. But anyway, they beat Boise State yesterday, Hawaii Pacific. So Boise State is 0-1. They win 79-78. This team is not supposed to do much of anything. So Chris, you're up first. How big of an upset is this?
I think it, you know, registers. But if you ever want to read about the biggest upset in the history of college basketball, there's no contest. You got to go back to 1982. The game was played in Hawaii, and it was... Well, in this case, I have to. It was Chaminade College against Virginia and Ralph Sampson. Twice the national player of the year.
I want to talk to Samson.
Virginia was number one in the nation.
Doc said he'd back you out of.
And Chaminade beat them. You can read it. 77-72, 1982, read about. That was the most crazy upset.
That was
ever.
Their first one. Didn't Virginia, aren't they the first number one seed
yeah,
to get
were.
Beat down to in,
yes, in the
NCAA tournament?
Tournament?
Yeah, that was another one. Yeah, that was another era, of course. Yeah, but yeah. This was Ralph Sampson was, you know, come on. Chaminade probably didn't have a player taller than 6 foot. Anyway, that's the biggest upset. But this was, you know, registered.
Tony, would you like to answer or would you like to go to the dog one?
Let's go to the dog one. I miss Ralph Sampson. He used to come around. He's one of Peter Seiler's good friends. So he was always around. Okay. Man. He was fun to talk to.
Number one.
Tom Brady revealed that his current dog, Junie, is a clone of his late dog, Lua, who died in December of 2023. The dogs were cloned by Colossal Biosciences, a biotech company that is getting a great commercial today because Tom Brady is an investor in it. He used blood collected prior to Lua's death. So, Tony, I'll go to you first, and then Chris can take it over. Would you want to clone your dog?
I need to hide this story from my wife.
Uh-oh.
Because she has certainly, on many occasions before this story happened, has asked me, literally, have you figured out a way to clone him? Our dog, Axel.
Oh.
So, no, this has Pet Sematary all over.
That's the scary side of it, for sure.
I can't get past that.
If anybody has ever seen the movie or read the book Pet Sematary, you know what he's talking about.
This is wild.
Yeah, the dog comes back with a different personality and...
In that book and movie, yeah. Stephen King. Here I have a question, because my wife's the same way. She wants our dog to live, you know, forever and ever and ever, and I
Infinity.
Do too. But, you know, I don't know that I can go this route.
Yeah, it's 50,
it would be a little
it's
weird to me.
Reported at like 50 racks to do this,
it would be, yeah, that's right. It would be weird. It would be a little weird for me. But also, if you clone Lua the dog...
Yeah.
Shouldn't the clone of Lua the dog be Lua?
No.
Well, same
yes.
dog. Apparently.
That's a
he's got a different
I've never
name
even thought
for this
about
dog.
That.
So that's throwing
name,
me off
Junie?
A little bit.
That may allow him to not think of Pet Sematary.
Maybe.
Oh,
you know
because
what I'm saying?
Changing
he changed the name.
He changed
and
the name.
Pretend that it's a different
By
dog
By the way,
a
we
bit.
Shouldn't finish the story without mentioning there are a lot of people out there who think this is all BS.
100%.
They don't buy it. So at least that side needs to be mentioned.
Really?
Yes. This is not...
Why would he lie about this?
I don't know. He may not be lying.
I don't think
but,
he's lying. But
is the company really, truly able to do what they say they're doing?
Gotcha.
That's
gotcha.
The question.
I mean, that is a question.
Yeah.
As much as I love my guy Lucky, I don't know that I could...
Seems a little bit weird to me.
I think part of life is having pets pass and then you get to know a new one.
I want to talk to Samson on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.